Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Manager of Obstetrics at Pella Regional Health Center, Karen Westerkamp, joins us on today's program to provide an update of ongoing renovations at the hospital and the latest about records made in 2016 in the Pella Regional OB department. Well, Karen, the OB department here at Pella Regional Health Center hit a big milestone in 2016. Why don't you just share with our listeners how many babies started their journeys of life here at the hospital?
Thank you, Andrew. I would like to do that. On December 7th, 2016, we delivered our 500th baby here at Pella Regional Health Center. Currently, we're at 536 before we enter into 2017, so we're not sure what number we will end up with, but 536 babies is a new record for us. I would say over the past year that we have increased our births by about 30%.
A lot of babies getting born here at Pella Regional, and as many people walk into the hospital, they notice certainly a big expansion, and a lot of people ask what's going on up there. And this is directly tied into the OB department here. Share with our listeners just the latest going on with the expansion project.
Yes, the third floor to the hospital will be dedicated to taking care of our OB patients. When we open, we will have 4 postpartum rooms and 7 labor delivery rooms, which is a total of 11 rooms, and that's an increase of 3 rooms for us. And this building or construction has been in the works for the last couple of years. Actually, in November of 2014, we took tours and trips around the Midwest to look at facilities that deliver about 600 babies a year. We combined all of our findings and have developed a plan that we feel will take us into the future. We can deliver up to 600 babies in this new unit. And yeah, we're very, very excited about it. One part of the new unit we don't really presently have is a dedicated nursery. And we have outgrown our nursery, and many mornings when I come, there's 5 or 6 babies around the nurse's station because our nursery now is small. So we're very excited about that. We will have additional triage rooms. We'll go from 1 to 2. And a triage room is a room that we do outpatient testing. We do medical screenings of patients who come in that are not feeling well. So we have seen the need for an increased number of rooms there. So we're excited.
Sounds like for the most part, things are remaining on schedule. And we could see new babies born in this area within this calendar year.
Yes, probably the fall of 2017, we will see the opening of the new department. A date is yet to be decided on. As far as the construction, this construction is right on schedule. I know that they are putting some framing up. Starting next week, they're going to do some plumbing with second floor below them and start on the north stairway. So it is coming together nicely. On the other end, we are working hard for getting the equipment that we need in our new unit, looking at furniture design and things like that to bring the unit completely together.
What is so important about this expansion, especially here at Pella Regional, in a record-breaking year, and just based on where the location is at and the amount of people and where the people you serve come from?
I think that there's 2 factors that have helped us reach this new goal. One factor is Pella Regional Health Center has a clinic in the Ottumwa area, which is staffed by 2 family practice that does OB and a female OBGYN, and we have seen an increase in number of patients from the Ottumwa area, from Albia, from Bloomfield, from that southeast corridor. The other is there are less family practice with OB coming out of school, and that currently is our practice here. That's how we want to deliver babies. A family practice doctor takes care of the mother all through the pregnancy, delivers a baby, and then follows that family as a group. And that is what we feel is beneficial to the family unit. The OBGYN, she also follows her babies after they're born in the Ottumwa clinic. So it's very good. We are seeing overall in the healthcare profession a decreased number of hospitals that, rural hospitals especially, that are offering an OB service due to reimbursement from insurance companies, due to the availability of physicians that want to deliver babies. So we feel very privileged that 536 moms and families have chosen Pella Regional Health Center to have their babies and to start their families. I feel that everybody that I work with and everybody at the hospital, we couldn't have met that goal without supportive lab people, clinic people, ultrasound, medical imaging people, that we all come together and live our mission statement.
Once again, that was Karen Westerkamp with the Obstetrics Department at Pella Regional. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.